This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled No Turning Back, was delivered on March 14th, 2021. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Ooh, good morning, family. Thank you. Wow, thank you. You did an awesome job last week. Where he stay hiding? Where? No, I see his wife, but he went. Yes. Who? Somebody said that. Okay. My response to look for the head is like, God only made a few perfect heads. That's why I no need hair. So that's for you, Walt. Woo. I am always just so overjoyed, overwhelmed at how good and faithful our God is. And you know, before we pray this, before we start, I just want to pray. So would you bow your heads? Lord, you have put this message on my heart a few months ago. And I put it out to the people. And Lord, I pray that this would be 100% your message. I'm just a vessel. So Lord, we pray for your word to go forth and do what it needs to do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to start by reciting the lyrics of a song. I would love to sing it to you. But then, whew, as fast as the wind blows, you'd be out of here. But it goes like this. How did we get here? All cast away on a lonely shore. I can see it in your eyes, dear. It's hard to take for a moment more. We've got to burn the ships, cut the ties, send a flare into the night, say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears and wave goodbye. Step into a new day. We can rise up from the dust and walk away. We can dance upon the heartache. So light a match, leave the past, burn the ships, and don't you look back. Don't let it arrest you, this fear of falling again. If you need a refuge, I will be right here until the end. It's time to burn the ships, cut the ties, send a flare into the night, say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears, and wave goodbye. Step into a new day. We can rise up from the dust and walk away. We can dance upon the heartache. So light a match, leave the past, burn the ships, and don't you look back. So long to shame. Walk through the sorrow, out of the fire into tomorrow. So flush the pills, face the fear. Feel the wave disappear. We're coming clear. We're born again. Our hopeful lungs can breathe again. We can breathe again. Step into a new day. We can rise up from the dust and walk away. We can dance upon the heartache. So light a match, leave the past, burn the ships, and step into a new day. We can rise up again from the dust and walk away. We can dance upon the heartache. So light that match, leave the past, burn the ships, and don't you look back. And don't you look back. You know, we all have things that we need to let go of in order to move forward. We can do it. It takes a little faith, probably a lot of courage, some discipline, and we just need to realize what we need to let go of and go and activate it and do it. What do we have that we're hanging on to just in case I want to go back? Like the line in the song says, flush the pills. Maybe you need to dump the booze, burn some idols or DVDs. Maybe, now don't stone me for this, okay? Maybe you gotta throw out the cookies and the chips. Ouch! Ouch, that hurts. Maybe you gotta put on the running shoes and step onto that treadmill. What ties do we need to cut so that we can step into a new day? You know, as I was writing this message, this song came to mind. And I was writing this message, I was listening to this song, looking at the lyrics, and I cried at the power of these words, words of truth. There were a similar thing happening in the book of Acts when I did my devotions in February. In Acts 19:19. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there if you want. But we're going to be in Acts 19 pretty much most of the morning. And many of those, it says, who practice magic brought their books together and began burning them in the sight of everyone. And they counted up the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. Now, you think, what would lead up to this act of burning their magical books, which was worth so much money? Now, these people in Ephesus were burning their known source of wealth, prosperity for their future. And kind of in order to figure this, why would you take your source of income, which you make your living off of, to feed your family, throw it in the fire? So in order to figure this out, we got to go back to Acts 19:11, a few chapters. And it goes like this: God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. How powerful is that? But some also of the Jewish exorcists who went from place to place attempting to name over those who had the evil spirits the name of the Lord, saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Seven sons of one Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. And the evil spirit answered and said to them, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit leaped out and subdued them and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known to all, both Jews and Greeks who lived in Ephesus. And fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was being magnified. Many also of those who believed kept coming, confessing, and disclosing their practices, which was probably the occult, the magic. So Ephesus, it was a center for black magic and occult practices. The people cooked up magical formulas to give them wealth, happiness, success in marriage. Superstition and sorcery was a common thing in Ephesus. And we know, if you read the Old Testament, that God clearly forbids such practices. You cannot proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and hold on to the occult, the black magic, the sorcery. You know, you cannot proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And every morning you open a newspaper, turn to your horoscope. You cannot do that. Just don't mix. It's like oil and water. Like saying, I trust you, Lord, but let me just check on my horoscope just in case it says not to go out because I might get something happen. No, you cannot do that. Once you begin to dabble in these areas, you might become obsessed because Satan is powerful. When these people in Ephesus saw what was happening through Paul, they were like, wow. Holy smoke. You're right, holy smoke. They burned their magical spell books, the books that would have brought them wealth and prosperity, maybe power, maybe recognition. For them, I believe it was a step to say that I'm not going to go back to that lifestyle. It was a sign for them to cut the ties, to burn the ship, to rise up from the ashes, step into the new day. Because they could have proclaimed Jesus Christ. Yes, wow, what Paul is doing is great. I am all in. Keep the books on the shelf, you know, just in case they run into a hard time. Oh, wait, let me go run back to those books. Because if they kept their books, when they got, times got tough, they could have just turned back. Years ago, and I'm going to share this, and I'm not proud of it in any way, but years ago, I had an addiction. I was addicted to meth. And you know, you have that glass pipe, and you have those little granules that almost looks like Hawaiian salt. And it's, you know, you can dump out the bag and say, I'm done with it. But I hung on to that pipe. And when times got tough, you know, I could grab, buy more stuff, or I could actually light and burn the pipe all the way to whatever, well, it turned clear again. And it was tough. It was a tough time in my life. And, you know, I only broke free of that when I made the choice to wrap up that pipe in some paper and cloth and step on it and crush it. That was the only way I could say that I'm done with this. I'm out of here. Break the ties, burn the ships. You know, if you ever done that, or if you stuck in that situation now, those of you out there, get that pipe, stomp on it to billion pieces, throw it away. That's, you say, you burning that ship, you cutting that ties. You're not going to go back, because if you hang on to that, boy, it's so easy. How many of you threw out bottles of booze and threw away packs of cigarettes and the stress came, oh, straight to the nearest convenience store? Yeah, I've done that. You got to have that discipline to say no. So here's number one on your outline. And I cannot answer this question for you. You got to answer this. And you got to be honest with yourself. What do I need to let go of in order to move forward? What is keeping you to step into that new day? What do I have to burn, cut, say goodbye to? Is it drugs? Is it booze? Is it an ex in your life? Is it pornography? Is it a car? Or maybe sometimes some of you, I know people who've been addicted to the stock market. Is it a job? Maybe for some of you, it might be an entire lifestyle. Only you can identify what you really, honestly need to let go of. Because if I told you, or somebody else, or your spouse, telling you, you gotta dump this booze, if they told you that, you just get upset, right? You say, you smoke too much, you drink too much. You would probably tell them, shut, right? Be honest with you. So only you can answer this question. When Shelby was doing the PowerPoint, she go, hey, what's the answer to number one? I thought, they gotta fill it in. They gotta write it down, right? Answer that question yourself and be honest. You know, when we're reading in the Old Testament now, and when you read the first five books of the Old Testament, and you read about the sons of Israel, and sometimes you think about the grumbling, and I used to think like, oh, you bunch of knuckleheads. Until I look in the mirror, and say, me, that's me. And in Exodus 16, the whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The sons of Israel said to them, would that we have died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pot of meat and we ate bread to the full. For you, telling Moses, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. So they were speaking to Moses, but probably actually talking to God. So it happened again. These Israelites, they encountered danger, shortages, inconvenience, and they complained bitterly and longed to go back to Egypt. Now consider this. Back in Egypt, they were slaves, no freedom, and they grumbled back then too. They did work for the building of the Egyptian buildings, and they wanted to go back to that. Who would want to go back to a life of being a slave? Well, we hang on to the pills. We hang on to the glass pipe, the DVDs, the idols. And it's like you're leaving a door open. You're leaving a little crack in the door open to go back to being a slave to the addictions, to the opioids, to whatever it is. You're leaving that door open to go back of the things which once controlled us. The sons of Israel, God has always provided for them, for their needs. They just forgot quickly. Difficult circumstances, and we all faced them. They lead to stress, and complaining is a natural response. See, I believe these Israelites, they didn't really want to go back to Egypt. They just wanted life to get a little easier. And in the pressure of the moment, they couldn't focus on the cause of their stress, which was probably lack of faith and trust in God. I mean, they seen the Red Sea part. Man, if I seen that, I'm a believer. I mean, like, wow. I probably tried to be grabbing fish along the way, right, looking for lobsters or something. But they seen all these things happen, yet they forgot quickly. When pressure comes your way, you gotta resist the temptation to go back. I know when Christy and I, years ago, we were trying to quit smoking. And at the inside of an argument, minute stop was like 2 minutes away. Pack of cigarettes. give me one more. It's like, you gotta resist that temptation. I think nicotine is one of the hardest things to quit, man. And instead of running back to these things, instead of running back to the booze, we need to focus on God's power and wisdom to help us deal with the cause of our stress. You know, when we get trials and tribulations, which if you're a Christian, you know that's normal, right? Instead of letting it turn you to drugs, let it turn you to God. Let it be a teaching moment. These Israelites, they needed faith to step into a new life. They focused on what they didn't have and what God didn't do yet. How many of you, when you look at what you don't have, you kind of like, oh, I'm not happy. But how many of you, when you look at what you have, you realize like, wow, if I had to move, I'd need 2 40-foot containers because God has blessed me with so many things. And if you look at your spiritual life, where you was 10 years, 5 years, 20 years ago, and where you are now, like, wow, God has allowed me to grow. These Israelites just needed a reminder and a little bit of faith to step into the new life. So number 2, this is what we need to do. We need to pray for faith and courage to move forward. Because you know what? How many of you realize that life is tough? Right? If life is tough, right? And if it's easy and you're just cruising and you're coasting through life, then what direction do you need when you're going, when you're coasting? You ain't, sorry, but you're going downhill, man. You ever rode a bike downhill? Pfft, no problem. Look, mom, no hands. Look, mom, no feet. Look, mom, no teeth after that. Yeah. But when you're going uphill, oh, it's a struggle. And we all need help. Amen? That's why we have church. That's why the Bible says do not forsake the gathering. Because that's where you get your help, your support, your encouragement. You know, we're here at New Hope East Hawaii. We're here to help you learn and to grow. It'll take faith to trust God, and we will help you. We will provide for you things that you need and help you with the courage you need to take that step. Look what happened in Numbers 13:25. And when they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and at Kadesh. And they brought back a word to them all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Thus, they told him, Moses, they said, we went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey. And this is its fruit. The fruit was so big that they had to use one stick and carry them between two people. Nevertheless, the people who live in that land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak, the giants, you know, the descendants of Goliath there. Amalek is living in the land of Negev, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, who the 7 are trivia questions. And the Canaanites are living by the sea, by the side of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, we should by all means go and take the possession of it, for we will surely overcome it. But the men who had gone up with them said, we are not able to go up against them, against the people, for they are strong, too strong for us. So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report out of the land which they had spied out, saying that through which we have gone in spying out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw are men of great size. You know, it's so sad that out of the 10, 2 gave a good, 10 said, no way. They couldn't leave the past and step into that new life. And they grumbled. And if you recall what was said in Numbers, how that God brought them out into the wilderness to die, which was a sad thing because what they said, the power of their words came true in Numbers 14:28. So God is telling Moses, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will surely do it to you. Your corpses shall fall in this wilderness. Even all your numbered men, according to complete number, from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me, surely shall not come into the land in which I swore to settle you, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. So, 20 years in order, the guys who grumbled never got to enter the promised land because of their unbelief and because of their doubt. What you say is important. You gotta say, I can, and I will, and I will burn the ships, cut the ties. I will step into a new life. It takes faith to burn the ships. It takes faith to cut the ties. If you ever watch this video, Burn the Ships, it's pretty cool. They're like pilgrims from a different country. I don't know where they got this little bomb thing, but they light it, they drop it on the ship, and at the last minute, they jump off. That was their way back to the motherland. They blew it up. And they said, step into a new life. You know, it's so easy for us to return to Egypt, whatever your Egypt is. So, you know, how many of you believe it takes no effort really to sin? You realize that it's so easy to do. Just like it's so easy to say the F word. You don't gotta think, right? But if you wanna say something good, you really gotta think, right? You really gotta think. Moving forward, you really gotta think. Before you make that choice to sin, you really gotta think. To live a life of holiness and to speak words of edification, we need to think. We need to think, what would it be like for me to burn whatever ship I need to do, to cut whatever ties, to rise up from the ashes, and to take that step into that new life. I'd like to ask Jerry and Leigh if they could come up now, because I actually found a professional to sing that song that I couldn't sing to you. And, you know, I am so grateful and I'm so blessed to have friends like this, brothers and sisters like this, who are willing to come and help seal the deal. Because this song, I want you to listen to the words and I want you to let it seal the deal for you, that you are willing to, man, just cut, to burn, and to step out from the ashes, step into this new life. Amen? Amen. Take it away.
To take for a moment more. wave goodbye. Step into a new day. We can rise above the sun and walk away. We can dance upon the heartache, yeah. So light a match, leave the past, burn the ships. Don't you look back.
You got a tear in your eye, it's okay. It's okay, because, man, it shows that your heart is not like stone. Would you all stand up with me? Whatever you got to do to step into that new life, do it. And if there's that weight, you know, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, because that load is light and easy. So if you got this heavy yoke burden on you, sorry, you got the wrong yoke on. And it's not egg yolk, it's the yoke that links the two cows together. So Jesus said, take his yoke, which is light. Cut the ties, burn the ship, and I pray that you step into that new life. Let's pray. Lord, this is your words that you spoke to me in February. And Lord, I pray for everyone here on the internet that they would have the courage to step into that new life, to burn the ships, to cut the ties, to rise up from the ashes. And Lord, if you can, or use the local church, use New Hope East Hawaii, whatever church they're in, whatever county they're in, use the local church to help them to step into that new life, to help them get past these things. So, Lord, we pray that your word will go forth, pierce the hearts of your people, that they would choose to make a difference, to make a change. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Thank you, Jesus. So if we can help you in any way, New Hope East Dubai, you can send me an email. It's on the bulletin. You can give us a call. You can ask for prayer anytime. You can fill out that thing, prayer request, and drop it in the offering box. But God bless you all. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.